And reptilians, but there could be mantis beings, there could be insectoids. Now, on the other hand, there are beings that I would perceive and many perceive to be good. Many of you out there have ascension codes built into your DNA. So, our job is to activate those ascension codes and regain all those metaphysical powers. Photonic energy and the cosmic rays will activate our higher centers. It's a multifaceted agenda behind the chem spring. It's not just nanobots, it's not just poisoning and depopulation and whatnot. That's part of it as well. But that's not going to stop this ascension process from happening. So what we're seeing is that the dark side, our control system, is pulling out all the stops. And so they're putting so-called Illuminati symbols in our face, which is really ancient heritage symbols, right? They're turning loose all these psychopaths in the school systems and in the media and everywhere else, and it's created this virtual reality. But that's not going to stop this ascension process from happening. They cannot undo the morphic blueprint resonance in our cellular memory. They can't do that. This is a frequency war. Because this is a frequency war. because this is a frequency war. Because this is a frequency war. Now more than ever, people need to go within and plug into that cellular memory, plug into divine source, detach as much as possible from the matrix. A lot of these people that have all these abilities, who have celestial star ancestry, they're operating not only throughout this cosmos, but in higher planes, and they're working against the Draco Empire. Photonic energy and the cosmic rays will activate our higher centers. And it's incumbent upon us to ride that frequency wave.